Joining me now is Ken Livingstone, two-term London Mayor and Labour candidate for the 2012 mayoral election. Ken, why are you making the NHS your priority in your re-election campaign?
Well, it's one of the priorities. The economy is a pretty big one as well. But because you had the situation of Cameron going on the Mar programme about 3 days before the general election, saying ministers who bring me cuts in frontline services will be sent away. I mean, this election will be the first chance for Londoners to really say what they think about what is now happening, because we clearly have got massive cuts in frontline services. I'm going down to Kingston this Saturday, where we're banging out about a quarter million leaflets, because in one of the local hospitals down there, they've already announced 480 staff are going.
Bringing up on that point, what are your main worries concerning how these health reforms will impact Londoners?
Well, they're not really reforms, but it's a stealthy way of basically abolishing the NHS. You say, well, we're going to have all these private providers come in, and if they can do it cheaper, that's all well and good. But we know what will happen. The big American health firms will come in, they'll underbid, they'll make a loss to win the contract. Then when the NHS provision is closed, the staff have all been made redundant. In future years, they'll bang the price up, and we'll end up, in America, they spend twice as much on their healthcare as we do in Britain, for a service which, barely, something like the best part of that, 20% of Americans don't get any coverage at all.
Thank you. What's Boris's role on this? Do you think he'll be able to separate himself from what the coalition are doing with regards to health?
Well, he tries to separate himself, but, he was saying that, City Hall had made deeper cuts quicker than any department in Westminster. It's only now with the re-election hoving into view that he's starting to try and distance himself. Boris is totally signed up to Cameron's agenda, and they're using the fear of the debt that we're in to drive through changes Mrs. Thatcher wouldn't even have dared dream of doing.
Kevin Livingstone, thank you very much for joining me.
Cheers.